Thank you and greetings, friends. Welcome to another broadcast of The Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. In the Bible, we have recorded the lives of many of God's greatest servants. Even though their lives are not recorded in minute detail, that which is recorded oftentimes contains many great lessons for you and me. Lessons that help us in living the Christian life. It is true, conditions that existed then do not necessarily exist today. But it is also true, the nature of man has not changed. We today still have the same needs, desires, hopes, and aspirations as did those who lived during Old Testament times. We are still faced with the same fears, doubts, likes, and dislikes as were these great men of God. And, lest we forget, God also used various great women to accomplish His purpose. So the lives of both men and women who faithfully serve God can be a rich source of material that can help us to live the Christian life. Moses was one of God's truly great servants. When one considers the trials and tribulations which Moses endured, he cannot help but be impressed with a number of principles that are as valid today as they were in the days when Moses lived. Moses' faithfulness still speaks to our need to remain faithful to Christ and to His way of life. In the long ago, the Lord spoke to Joshua and said, "Moses, my servant, is dead." Joshua 1:2. In this brief statement are found both joy and sadness. Death always brings sadness, but for the decease of the righteous there is great joy. The Apostle John heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14:13. This joy is experienced by both the deceased and the living. The deceased have obtained the crown of life, and the living have their hope of a future reunion with their loved one. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17. What a privilege to be acknowledged as a servant of God, especially when such acknowledgement comes from the mouth of God. We may mistakenly think someone to be a faithful servant of God, but friend, rest assured, God never makes a mistake. When God says you're His servant, what others may think is inconsequential. Why did the Lord say Moses was His servant? The writer of Hebrews gives the answer. Moses was faithful in all his house, Hebrews 3:2. A number of qualities were ascribed to Moses, but none was more important than his faithfulness. What does it mean to be faithful? The bottom line is, Moses never gave up. No matter how disappointed he became with the people, Moses' faith in God sustained him. Still, Moses was very human. He sinned. All of God's servants sin. But their attitude of heart is always to do the Lord's will. After Moses died, the Lord acknowledged him as His servant. His salvation is implied by the fact that he appeared with Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration along with our Lord, Matthew 17:1-5. A further implication is his repentance, for no impenitent child of God will be saved, Romans 2:5-11. The life of Moses gives us a picture of what God expects of His children, their faithfulness. There will be times in our lives that we will feel like giving up. Satan is the cause of such feelings. We cannot afford to give up and go back into a life of sinful pleasure. I imagine Moses was often tempted to give up and go back to Egypt, but thankfully he didn't. Friend, have you gone back to Egypt? Is your life in shambles because you've simply given up? Don't forget, there's a God in heaven who still beckons for you to return to Him, so you can have the pardon of your sins. If you will repent of your sins, God will forgive you. Then live the Christian life to the very best of your ability, so one day the Lord will acknowledge you as His servant. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that we remain faithful to the cause of Christ. And if we will remain faithful to the cause of our Lord to the very best of our ability, one day heaven will be our eternal home. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life." Think about it, ladies and gentlemen, for the destiny of our soul is involved.